Attention all citizens, it's time for Denizens of the Deep.
Kia ora, Chris Rivers-Bagent.
Hola.
Thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having me, Dan. Cheers.
Chris, you've got a band called River's Edge, and that to me speaks of your background in growing up in Hamilton on the mighty Waikato River.
Yeah, that's right.
Tell us a bit more about that.
Mum had a really nice house right on the river side there, and she said, my middle name was Rivers, and we were trying to work out a music name, and my stepdad just goes, oh, Edge, because we were on the river's edge, so that's how we got the name.
So nothing to do with the movie with Keanu Reeves in it?
No, quite a few people asked that, but I did watch the movie again. It's a pretty messed up movie, but it's quite cool.
And how, Chris, how have you honed your craft? You've released, what, four albums?
Three. I've got, there's another couple that I have done. But
and how have you honed that craft? Where do people see you? Where are you performing?
I'm not performing too much at the moment, but I've just been in Cambridge and in a bit of hibernation, and back in Auckland now. So looking to play a bit more.
You spent a bit of time in the UK as well. How did that affect your songwriting?
Yeah, well, I was living in Cambridge in the UK and for about 6 months. And, yeah, that was really inspiring. The buildings are awesome. And I was just walking around kind of pretending I was a poet, and I was writing all these songs. And so I put together the Cambridge Town album. And then I actually released it in Cambridge in New Zealand, which was kind of funny. So I did the double. And I've done a few shows down there, but I haven't done a lot up in Auckland.
Cambridge in New Zealand is probably best known musically for the Datsuns, eh?
Yeah.
ever bump into any Datsuns?
I saw them in the early days before they got famous, you know, and I was going to a couple of shows.
They might be saying that about you.
Maybe.
We'll see. Hey, you got what's your first song that you're going to play for us?
I'm going to play Watching Tides, which is a song I wrote out in my batch near Raglan, and it's about watching the tide come in and on a beautiful day like today, and just being surrounded by bush and that kind of thing.
Cool. So we've got Chris Rivers, Bagent, and Watching Tides.
For me. watching times, been watching the morning light. See coming the bay, drifting over your face. See curving the trees, past that little shack in me.
Rivers Bajant, Watching Tides. Hey, that harmonica sounds really good on in my headphones. I think it's sounding good out there. Let's talk Bob Dylan for a second. I know you're a huge Bob Dylan fan.
Yeah,
what do you make of your whole kind of relationship with Bob? What do you make of that?
Don't know. It started late, I guess. Yeah. When I was 30, and I don't know. I suppose just inspired, just very inspired by songwriting, and when I was doing the Cambridge Town album in Cambridge, I was listening to a lot of early Dylan, and it was incredibly inspiring. And it allowed me to just try some different ideas with songwriting, Just writing lyrics and throwing things down a bit more random, and just trying different things in the process. So I guess by trying to copy some of his stuff, it's helped me, and I guess that's really what it's about,
Process. Hey, what's your next song, bud?
I'm going to do Hey Juliet, which is kind of a new tune.
Was this written with that process, with that kind of randomised kind of throw the lyrics down, or was it more of a honed one?
This is sort of like a chords first kind of tune, but but the concept was there, I guess. And so, yeah, kind of slightly jazzy chords and trying something with those.
Hey Juliet by Chris Rivers-Bajan of River's Edge. Thanks very much, Chris Rivers-Bajant. Hey Juliet is the song. And you're listening to 95BFM. You've just been listening to this.
That was Denizens of the Deep.
Easy to review on our